one of my main kind of concerns
Hold on just a second. Okay. Can we turn it over to the applicant?
Yeah.
And then if you'll state your name.
Oh, my name is Darrell Banta. Okay. And I live at 357 Blueberry Lane, which is the property right behind that one. But my reason for wanting the trailer that way instead of on the other side was I used to have the motorcycle shop, Taney County Cycles, in Kirbyville. And so I get a lot of motorcycles coming to my house, and going down that gravel road is kind of dangerous. So I wanted to put my garage where it would be facing the asphalt, so they could just pull in there instead of going down the gravel. So that was the reason for positioning the trailer. And I apologize for not doing better homework. I thought it was 10 foot from the road. My bad. It's actually 25 foot. So if my property line is actually about 10 foot from the edge of the road. So with the 25 foot, it's actually like 35 foot from the gravel road. So I'd be like 33 foot from the road, actually, instead of...
Guys, have any questions? All right. You have any questions for us?
No, not if you guys are good.
All right. Thank you. Does anybody like to speak on behalf of this project? Does anybody like to speak in opposition of this project? Okay.
I appreciate the opportunity to address the board. My name is Rick Pickren. I'm the president of Venice on the Lake Incorporated. We're in charge of this whole subdivision. We're the original developers of it. I'm also the primary owner of it, as well as Corsa LLC and Picket Fence LLC, which both have real estate withholdings in the development itself. I'm here opposed to it because, for one, the drawing that just was put up there is incorrect. I can stand in the gravel on Blueberry and touch the corner of that trailer where it sits right now. It is virtually in the road right away. The Bantas, who live right back there, I feel probably didn't get a building permit until I posted on the trailer after it was set with a big orange thing, which I do whenever somebody in the development puts up something without getting a permit or approval or the setbacks aren't correct, whatever the case may be. But I cited it that it was not within the setbacks, front, back, side, anywhere. If you look at their current house, if you would look at this piece of property right here and what they built, that doesn't belong to them. But they encroached there, which was my property. If you look over here, this is his motorcycle shop right now. You can see that it's over on my property back there as well. So they seem to have this idea that ask for forgiveness instead of permission. I didn't push it on building permits for those others because they were far off the road and really didn't matter anything. But this one, it's a danger where it's sitting right now. I mean, a trash truck, road grader, now that the county took over Blueberry and Julie Lane and some of those other roads, they do snow removal now. They are grading the roads when it gets rutted out. There's no way to even run a piece of machinery down Blueberry Lane because of where this home is situated right now. Now, he claims he's going to twist it, but this idea that he's 25 feet or 23 feet off of the road right now and he's just looking for a 2-foot variance, that's absolutely false. I wish I would have taken some photographs. I thought you would probably have some showing where that trailer is sitting right now. It's not skirted yet. It's up on 3 height blocks, but it doesn't come close to being within any sort of setback. Now, originally we had 5-foot setbacks on the perimeter of properties and 20 foot off the road. Now, planning and zoning has stricter requirements nowadays. Anybody that buys from us, anything that we put in, we adhere by that. We instruct our people that are purchasing property from us, they have to go to planning and zoning. Planning and zoning is always really great when somebody applies for something. They usually give my information, my office number, and things like that, and people come in so they don't set a house before it's approved and then have to come here and try to get a variance. But we are completely opposed to a variance on this piece of property. So I appreciate the chance to talk to y'all and voice that. But as the developer and still owning lots of property there, we think it shouldn't be approved. So that's my position. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
If you have any questions,
can I address part of that? So if you look here, the road is actually shifted all the way over. What he's saying is, in the road, he's probably correct, but the road's not in the middle of the right of way. It's shifted over onto his land.
Yeah.
Now this isn't 100% accurate.
Correct. That's what I
would address. But it's usually not off the amount it's showing here.
Well, a couple questions I would have at that point then is, again, we don't go by the road first. Primarily, we go off of the survey. So is there, I guess we'll have a question for the applicant here in a minute. There's survey pins. Do you remember seeing survey pins?
Yes, there's one right. Okay. He's got one right here.
Okay. So we'll be able to prove that we're aware of where the setbacks are and where the property lines are.
As I tell most of my customers, when you look at Beacon like this, you know, they're taking a satellite photo and laying a flat plat on top of it, and there's tons of places over there that those lines aren't actually where they are, and the gentleman's correct. If you move that road over to where it's supposed to be, the trailer is even closer to the road where it sits.
So if I understand your concern is if you were there right now and you can reach the road and you can touch it, that's a problem, obviously.
I mean, I'm a big guy,
But if I understand you correctly, you're saying that if it was rotated to the point where it was not like that anymore and it's within that realm, then you wouldn't have had an issue. The issue is where it's at right now. You can touch it from the road.
My issue right now is it's a danger site coming around off of Julie Lane, driving down there. For other trucks and things like that, large things. I'm not opposed. I'm not saying, you know, if it's a 5-foot variant or something like that, that's not a huge deal.
So, again, if I understand you correctly, the issue is the fact that he brought it in. It's in a bad spot right now.
Correct.
And it could cause a problem.
Correct.
And so, if anything, that needs to be moved from where it's at currently.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. That's what I need to clarify. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Mr. Manning, you have an opportunity to speak again if you'd like to.
Yeah. The only thing I wanted to say is, and he knows, I paid surveyors to come out, and so this drawing that I have right here is based off of the surveyor's mark. My property line is actually like 10 foot from the edge of the gravel road. They just came last week and redid the gravel road with their machine and didn't have any problem. You can't stand at the edge of the gravel road and touch my trailer. I agree, it is should be 25 foot from the road. It is too close, but... No, he's a little bit off on that. I paid $900 for surveyors to come out and mark all my property lines. And that was my fault in the beginning. I should have had that done first, and then the trailer wouldn't be where it is right now. So I apologize for that. That's all my fault. It is. I should have had that done first. He's correct. But, you know, once it's turned and moved, it should be fine.
Yeah. Okay. That's kind of what I gathered from that, too.
Yeah.
So the 2-foot variance will fix everything.
Yes, sir.
Okay. As long as it's set in the right
place.
Right
now, it's a danger to the traffic and anything where it's sitting currently.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. It's too close right now. It does need to be moved, and I plan on doing that.
The question I have is if it pivoted on the top left corner of the house 2 feet, why would you need a variance, and why can't you just pivot it?
Just a little bit more.
Yeah.
But would it affect the setback from the bottom left corner at that point? If you did
I don't
that?
Know that it would.
But
I mean, if it pivots on the...
No, I could probably twist it a little, you know.
If it twists and...
I'm actually... The back line there, is I got 10 foot, but I've actually... It's like 11 or 12 because I wanted to make sure I had enough room, you know.
From the pole.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, from what I understood, the pole was an issue, and the guy wire was an issue from where keeping you from setting it back all the way. Is that correct?
Yes.
You're going to have to hook to it with something to move it 2 more foot.
It's not going to make any difference.
It just solved.
Well, no, he's moving it more than 2 feet, guys.
Yeah, it's going to actually move about 20, 25 foot.
That's accurate. He's moving 2 more than he
He could tilt it a little bit more and get it everybody.
Buddy's saying that if he does that, he's going to run into a guy wire.
Oh, that's the whole deal hinges on the guy wire.
That's the crux of it.
Otherwise, he could scoot over and wouldn't be here today.
Yeah, and then
on this side, it drops way down. There's a bunch of big boulders and stuff, so I kind of can't.
So you can't tilt it anymore is what you're saying.
Right.
That's what the problem is. You can't pivot it further.
I had forgotten the guy wire part of it.
Yeah.
Any other thing? Comments?
Okay. No, that's it. All right. Appreciate your time, guys.
You bet. We're going to close this for board discussion. Obviously, the big concern is it was brought in there and placed in a location that's a detriment to everybody around, the safety, the traffic, and everything. Obviously, the concerns have been brought to our attention, and something has to happen with it regardless. And it sounds like to me that after doing a survey, the biggest issue is he can move it and get very close to his setbacks, but there's a guy wire and a pole that's preventing it from being exactly where it needs to be. But with the angle that it's pitched, it looks like it does clear up the traffic view to make it safer than what it is currently. That's how I took all that. Did you guys understand that the same way?
I think the minimal variance, as long as it's placed where the variances work and it's only 2 feet, I think you're absolutely right. I think that is the proper thing to do. Since you can't make it cocked anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. But it needs to fit. It needs to match the other variances.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I would agree with that, too. And with that being said, then you'd want to speak very clearly on your approval, if that's what you make, that it fits within all the setbacks and the 2-foot reduction of the variance. That way, that when it's all said and done, somebody should be able to measure off the property lines and the pins and verify that it's been done correctly from the get-go. So.
You're the guy, am I the guy?
You're the guy.
I would move that we grant the variance to be 23 foot from the property line, which is 2 foot less than the county requires for the 2025-007V to place a mobile home on Blueberry Lane because of the issue with the power pole and down guy that he has, that he can't skew it enough without the variance.
And I think we should add, like Trent said, we need to add that it must match all other setbacks.
All other setbacks.
What do you think?
I agree.
I think that's all good. Fine. Okay. With that being said, do we have a second?
I will second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. All right. And then moving forward, Cody, R008 with Drew, correct?
Yes. The 008 was withdrawn for some errors in the selling deed. So that'll bring to us the 009V.
Okay, so we're going to move on to 2025-009V with Gene Connor Culver Jr.
Okay, so subject property is at 342 and 400 Northview Drive, Branson, Missouri. It's over there in Emery Creek. Gene Connor is asking for a variance from provision 010.020R1 density and dimensional standards. So he's looking for a setback change. The applicant is seeking 15-foot front property line setback, 10 feet less than the required 25 feet. So let me try to get you familiar with it so you guys can understand it. So from my understanding, it's going to be like right in here, but it might be over that line, but they own both parcels, so it's not a big deal. But I just want to let you know it's right in there. You can see the retaining walls back here. When I was out there, and you're not going to be able to see it from the photo I took, there was a tractor right here, and you're not even going to be able to see the top of it from looking at the road. That's how much the drop is from that location. So just to give you a heads up on that. And zoning, we got A1 and then R1 where it sits. Once again, you got your gradient.